Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Thanks for tuning into the show. It's 2018. Happy New Year. And many of you are probably still thinking about reaching your maximum potential. What does this look like? There are so many questions around this. Where are you going to draw your energy and your strength? And how are you going to move out of your comfort zone? I'm always saying that we should be operating in our uncomfortable zone. And lastly, how are you going to create the greatest impact in your career and your life? Well, these are all questions that definitely take time, not something that you can do overnight, and also takes a lot of passion and deep understanding. And that's where my special guest comes in today. She is the perfect person to talk about this and to share insights and advice. Joining me on the show is Holly Dowling, who is not only an amazing professional, but just a wonderful person who I've gotten to know over these past couple of months. Holly's a global keynote speaker. She's an inspirational thought leader, trainer, and consultant. She spends her time helping professionals to live life with a passion. That's what we all need to do, and to reach their fullest potential. I admire the work that she's doing. She's an expert in strengths-based leadership, change management, and corporate women's empowerment, which we've heard a lot of, and we're going to hear a lot more of this year and in the years to come. Holly designs and delivers customized keynotes and programs for Fortune 500 companies. She has a very unique approach, which has led managers to become stronger leaders, for individual contributors to achieve higher levels of performance, and she helps companies to discover new opportunities for success. Now, I also want to mention that Holly is the host of a podcast called A Celebration of You, and as a fellow podcaster, I know the passion, the energy, and the time that goes into every single episode. So, Holly, I truly appreciate that. And rather than me rattling on, it's time to let you join the conversation. It's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you, my new dear friend. And I just have to say, do you know how glorious it is to have an introduction like you just gave me? I just want to push pause and I know it's going to be recorded, but I want to wake up every morning to that. So can I just say thank you?
You are very welcome. And everything I said is just kind of who you are and what you're about. And you're doing some really, really great work. And I kind of want to point out that it's so interesting, your history and this background, because when I heard that you were a cruise director and a spokesmodel, and then you pivoted to entrepreneur, keynote, and consulting, I kind of look at this and I say, wow, Holly, how did you get there? Like, why and how did you become an entrepreneur?
Oh, I love that you just asked me that. I'm sitting here smiling, by the way, if you can't feel it coming through the line. And you know what's great about that, Deirdre, is that that's truly my mantra. Like, I didn't realize when I was much younger, but I do believe, and it has a lot to do with what I believe, I'm very privileged to be a messenger of empowerment and inspiration. And so that's really important to me. But it started as a young girl. Like, I think we all have, I call them butterflies on our shoulders. And it's those dreams that are important, embedded on us and in our hearts and in our minds when we're young. And what began as a little girl, I kid you not, I mean, you don't know the story, I don't think, but you just asked, but I was the little girl in third grade watching Love Boat, and I wanted to be Julie.
Oh my gosh. I used to watch Love Boat. I know every character. It's another conversation. How funny.
It is. And do you remember what was on after Love Boat? Friday nights. Fantasy Island.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mr. Rourke? Was that it?
Oh,
is that too?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we're dating ourselves.
But honestly, it's funny. You can stand there with like an audience of 1,000 people and ask everybody. And it's amazing how many people can relate to those shows. So even though we're dating ourselves, but that began in me what I didn't realize then, but really manifested and organically became who I was as a person, which by the time I got to college, and this is a long story, but I had a dream and I actually went to do what I thought the world thought I should do, which was become an attorney and become. So I started in political science. I hated it. Called my dad, said I was going to drop out of school. And he, of course, you know, with dead silence on the phone, said on my dead body, you just figure it out. And there was nothing like hospitality then. So it's in a story that is really a journey for me that I said, I want to travel the world. So I went to the library at my college and went to the backs of magazines and travel magazines and started writing down the names of cruise ships in the want ads for just advertising. And that began a passion in me that was like, I'm going to figure this out. I don't know what it's going to take. And my mantra began, tell me no, watch me go. Because everybody I asked, Deidre, I mean, I literally went to travel agents, said, can you help me? I went to career planning center at the school and everybody told me to get my head out of the clouds. And yeah, basically told me every reason why I would never become a cruise director. And so
that's so disheartening to hear that.
But think about how many people and everybody listening to how many people like us and raising children and all the people in our lives that have dreams, but people don't intentionally mean to zap them. I believe the world doesn't try to zap it. They just don't know any different. So I made it happen. I mean, the story is hilarious and it's great, but it gave me a confidence that no matter what I want in this world, no matter what adversity I face, I can still do something magnificent. So I believe everybody has that.
Yeah. I mean, what was the, you said, tell me no, watch me go.
Yeah.
That's powerful because there's going to be times in anyone's life where, you know, to have this dream, there's going to be a lot of no around you and you just can't let that stop you. And you certainly are the perfect example. You know, Holly, I've watched you from afar. You know, I haven't seen you in person speak to audiences, but you are extremely uplifting. I've seen you on YouTube, and thank goodness for social media, right, for that. Mm-hmm. How is it that you have this ability to bring everyone in the room to life? It's like you light up the room and you get everybody energized. How do you do that?
Oh, you know, and again, thank you for asking that question because it goes back to the reason that I believe we all have our whys, like why are we doing what we're doing? And I think especially in this line of work and being a messenger and an inspirational thought leader, I literally do that because I'm not there for Holly. And that's really important for me to say that, Deidre, because I truly believe that if there's one person, and I say this, I literally pray and get out of my way. That's literally another one of my mantras. I literally go out there and I get off the stage and I can be in a ballroom of thousands, and I mean thousands, or I can be in a room of 10 people. And to me, it's about is the human being in this room. If there's one person in this room that today can make a difference for them and it can rekindle a hope and a spark of light in their own personal darkness, then that is why I'm there. And so for me to do that, it's really important that I'm in there. Like, so you will never see me stay on stage and you would laugh because I always have like these AV run throughs. You know, people hear about that. You meet with your AV team and you have your rehearsals and I always get them together in a circle. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you of one thing. If the lights go out and the sound goes out, it will be okay. And the most important thing for me is to let you know, just give me stairs so I don't fall off the stage and whatever I have to be, because I will run and I literally will run and I want to be in there with people. So it's probably scaring you because you're saying, you've not seen me do what I do. You sure you still want to come someday?
I do. I think the best way is to be in person.
Absolutely. Well, it's amazing because I think of you as one of the most empowering and inspirational women I've been blessed to meet. So if people knew, the day we actually get to see each other live, it's going to be like sparks in the middle of New York City or something, right?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And I would love to make those sparks in the middle of New York City. How awesome would that be? You mentioned the one human being and rekindling the hope. And even just going back to your own story of how you can make a dream come true. Everyone has a story within them. And sometimes people get stuck, right? Whether it's yourself or the people around you. So how, Holly, is it that you can move from that, oh, why is this happening to me? Why can't I, have a better life or a better job or a better spouse, to some kind of living with this inspiration and the hope that you mentioned, and also with that passion? What changes? How do you get unstuck?
Mm. Well, how much time do we have?
Not enough.
I know. Well, and to think of it as the changes that get unstuck, what a lot of people don't know about me, and I think you and I have had some offline conversations, is I don't think I quite realize that a lot of the dark times in my past, and all of us have been there, we all have our stories, I did not realize till probably in the last few years how much that was really a blessing in disguise. Those really dark times that we go through, feeling we're the only one dealing with this stuff and this crap, and you think you're the only one out there. But the reality is, those were, like, to me, gifts that were given to me at times in my life, that what I got from those gifts was this thing, this grit, this incredible sense, and this desire to do more and be more, and know that I've been there, and I can look at anybody standing in front of me and say, I know what it's like to be in the really dark place. And I too believe that we have a choice, Deidre. I mean, I really believe this. I chose to not live in woe is me. I choose to live in wow is me. And I'm not going to say it's easy, but I do believe it's a choice, and I choose joy every day. I choose to not be around toxic people. I mean, if there's one piece of advice I could give to everyone listening in your audience, is become heightenedly aware in 2018. Don't worry about all, and I'm sorry, I'm going to go here for just a minute, if it's okay.
Oh, absolutely. But
I'm about, like, don't worry about the big long list of resolutions. Don't worry about all this stuff, because we get so caught up in this. And you know what we end up doing? We end up berating and beating ourselves up in about a month or 2 months because of all the things we didn't do or we didn't stick to. You know what I would ask everyone to do? Let go of all that stuff and take these next 30 days to fall back in love with who you are. It's never too late to dream. How about relishing and celebrating who you are? And that has a lot to do with the stuff you've been through. You know, like, recognize where you came in the last 10 years. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you've been through, battling an illness or somebody in a loved one. And instead of throwing that aside and berating yourself for what you're not doing and what you're not putting into your life, start celebrating what's in your life. And I think for me, it was the pause in those dark times to realize I have eyes to see. I have legs to walk. I can nurse a baby. And you know what? I'm blessed. And those were days when I was about to drive a car off the highway. So I truly have been there, Deidre. So that's what I say, is let's band together and celebrate our goodness that we've been blessed with, rather than focus on what we need to put in or what's not there.
Yeah, I think you just made a really good point about how much focus is put on the, I didn't do this, and why can't I do that? And my list of resolutions that just didn't happen, when there are so many things to celebrate that you're doing every day. I mean, it's a gift, just the fact that we're breathing and walking and sharing and loving. And there are so many good things in life that you shouldn't overlook. And I also took away from what you said when you mentioned the word grit, that being in the dark places, you're developing character and strength. And a lot comes out of that in terms of confidence and how you move forward. And one other thing that I'll just, I'll go there, is that I think we all are going to experience pain. You can't escape pain. You're going to go through it in your life, but you don't have to choose to suffer. And that is a choice. Mm-hmm. So on that note, I have some.
Love that you said that. Thank you.
And I love what you shared. So thank you for that. I think it was really powerful. And, you know, Holly, being that you said you were in some dark times, you know, there are highs and lows in your career. So maybe you can share a high and share a low. And how do you deal with maybe not the darkest point, but even just a tough situation? What goes through your mind? How do you tackle it?
Well, and you know, being that we're all human, right? Like it's easy for me to sit here and share what I've done to tackle it and what works for me. And, you know, you have what works for you. And I think what people need from us is to know, to me, it's, I always remind myself, when the face of adversity, do you get bitter or do you get better? And to me, the getting better is the fact that inside of us, there is a diamond. And to me, the fire and the pain that you just referenced is to me, the refining of the diamond. And I think at those very, very low times, I just had the ability to know that there was something greater than me and there was something pulling at me. And if you believe in God or in the universe and divine and angels, I mean, I think there's times in our life where, and maybe it's an earth angel, a friend that you meet or somebody you just meet that believes in you when you don't believe in yourself. And that is why what I've begun to do, and I want to share the highs because I've become very intentional, just like I shared a few minutes ago, is seek out the people that lift you up. I call them balcony people, Deidre. The balcony people in your life, the people that when you think about are always there pulling you up mm-hmm. and believing in you. Maybe it's an old manager, an old boss. Maybe it's an old teacher, a professor, you know, a colleague. Maybe it's a friend, a loved one, a parent, a sibling. I mean, the list could go on. But make a list right now. And I mean, do this for yourself, for everybody. Make a list of the people that when you think of them, it brings you joy. And you know that they're there for you because we don't seek out and spend intentional time enough with the people that bring out the best in us. And stop spending time with people that deplete you. And I know you can't eliminate all that, but I will tell you that the energy and the people you're around have so much to do with who you become. So that is one thing that I've become really intentional about that's made such a difference in my life. And the highs, I could tell you so many great moments of my life because I choose to look at every day. There's miracles. Like right now, the fact that I got to have my youngest son from New York for his birthday wanted to be with us. And I'm like, what more could a mom ask for to me? Right. It's the miracles that are every day and getting the opportunity to support and work with the United Nations Foundation and Girl Up and being open. Like I'm really open to opportunities that I stopped trying to control everything, Deidre. And I think that was a big thing for Holly is when I finally took and let go of the energy it takes to control everything that's happening. I mean, I believe in having dreams and really having your eyes set on things that are driving your soul, but kind of trusting that it's going to happen and be open to it. And I mean, I could tell you so many magnificent, miraculous, amazing, magical things that have happened in my life. So, you know, again, do we have a couple hours? We can spend hours together.
We absolutely can. I want to go back to the balcony people pulling you up. And I think it's a really good idea to make that list. And Holly, I wonder how much of, I mean, you make your list, you know, there's people already in your life that you can seek out because they bring smile and joy, just even, you know, spending a little bit of time or a phone call, or even if it's a text. How about meeting new people? How much of your time is spent networking and surrounding yourself, like the way we met? So what are you doing in terms of networking and bringing new people in who can become balcony people?
Ooh, I love that. You know, it's interesting. You bring up the word networking, and don't you think some people right now cringe?
Yeah.
Just the word networking is not one of their strengths. Like if we were working on strengths and weaknesses, some people would say, oh, the thought of going to a networking event.
Oh, yuck, yeah.
Right? And because to some people, if you're, and by the way, I'm a borderline introvert. So when we use that vernacular, right? I had to learn a long time ago that it's about, I choose to be a beacon of light every day. So it's again, what I just said, you kind of serendipity. I'm open every day to even the person I'm going to meet in the grocery store that's checking me out. So I look at every opportunity, and I think my son said it to me beautifully once. I have to admit something. I fly a lot, and I was coming home after a trip, and this was several years ago, and you're going to appreciate this as a mother. And I came home and I was exhausted, and his words were, he said, "So what was the highlight of your trip?" Because we always talk in our family about what was the highlight of your day. And I said, "Honestly, I'm exhausted." And I said, I started to tell him about how this person on the plane didn't want to stop talking and I didn't feel like talking. And do you know what? He looked at me and he said, "Wow, Mom, you just missed an opportunity to meet another amazing soul." Funny how it can come right back at us, right?
Right.
From the mouths of our babes.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
But it really affected me. And it made me realize, is it networking or is it just being open to the world and the serendipitous moments that are around us and in front of us? So I'm allowing myself to be open to everybody I meet. Like you and I were connected by a common friend of ours. And because we didn't, you know, we make it intentional. Like, you know, let's take advantage of these introductions. Let's think, you know, who is this person that I could possibly meet? And I don't do it with, like, I think that's really important, Deidre, for us to share with everybody is are you doing it with the right intention? Like, to me, it's always about what's another human being that I have the opportunity to just have in my life or meet, not about what can I get from them.
Right. It's not about swapping a business card and what can I get. It's embracing people and helping one another. And what can we do great together?
Yes, yes, yes. And the magic begins.
Yes, it does. Holly, I'm going to ask you just to hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to go to a super quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And I also want to mention that Women Worldwide is now on the C-Suite Radio Network. You can find all of our shows at c-suiteradio.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the other great business podcasts as well.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communication and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from awareness to action and impact by offering a digital marketing roadmap. Let us help you foster deeper engagement and forge stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. That's pureperformancecom with two M's.com.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Holly Dowling and I were just chatting about living life with passion, reaching your full potential, and Holly was sharing some really great advice. So, Holly, we were leaving off on that, networking, right? Nobody likes that word. I wish it could be something like, let's go embrace professionals this evening, right? Let's go embrace some people rather than let's go network. But I also noticed that as you were talking about balcony people and where you spend your time and your energy and people who are uplifting, it does make me think about boundaries. Because in any relationship and anybody that you bring around you, and granted, in some relationships, you can't necessarily say to maybe it's family members or extended family members, "Hey, I can't have you in my life anymore," but there are boundaries. So maybe you could just talk about boundaries. How do you feel about them? And what's your advice for building them?
Oh, I just got so excited. I know, because you really hit a really important trigger with me, because for one, I think boundaries is non-gender specific. I think it doesn't matter where you live, what age you are, your gender, your race. It's something that human beings in general, we all spend our life craving how to figure that out. And where it came from, you'll love this, is that I have to share with you that I was asked to do a come in for a client, and can you come? You know, it's funny, Deidre, people will say, "Can you come do the Holly thing?" And I'm always like, "Well, what's the Holly thing?" We were going to put it on the website, right? Like a top sought after keynote or whatever, like the Holly thing.
Just the Holly thing.
And I'm just always like, "Well, what's that?" You just get people so inspired and you get them to, you know, whatever that is. But I said, "Well, you know why? Because I believe wholeheartedly when we can tap into the human being that we all are. We're all human beings, and many times, especially in the corporate arena, we are treated as knowledge banks. And where people are craving is to be human beings. So what provoked this was I was asked to come speak on work-life balance, and I laughed. And they said, why are you laughing? I said, because I truly don't like that word. I said, it's very vanilla. I believe work-life balance is really about work-life boundaries. Because today, more than ever, we are all, many of us, working, having our own businesses, we're working from home. It's all in one. And so it's about having boundaries so you know where to bring out the best of you in every aspect of your life. So what happened is I created these three pillars. And I mean, without going into all of them, it's what I found from interviewing men and women all over the world for years. I found that the greatest and most successful people, and Deidre, this is important for me to be very specific around what I say the definition of success, it is not monetary. It is not whatever anybody wants to write it down. It's your personal definition of success. And for every person, that's different. So what I found, though, is people that seem to embody that, it's the power of these three pillars: clarity, grace, and courage. And courage is where the work-life boundaries comes in. And I know we hear a lot about the power of no, but to me, the power of no is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, because in order to have boundaries, you have to know where to say no so you can be ready to say yes, where you can be leveraged at your very best. Because the world doesn't win when we're giving everybody only half of what we've got because we are martyrs or we're putting ourselves last because we think everybody else needs to be taken care of. And frankly, we're exhausted. So, I mean, we could go on and on about this, but I do believe if everyone looks at their life right now and realizes where you can start saying no, because it's maybe time that you don't need to be spending it with people that are depleting you. Or maybe you put just 30-minute limits to those calls you have to be on that you know are going to be a little negative. And rather than focus on that, start putting on your calendar people and things that bring you joy. You know, just like we were talking about earlier, where do you bring your best, Deidre? I mean, Deidre, you're doing so much in our world. That's why I'm in awe of you.
Thank you.
And you're choosing to spend it doing things like this. I'm choosing how I want to spend my hours and my time. And so I'm putting it on my calendar. Like, I knew this would bring me joy, being with you and being able to serve your audience and be on your show with you. The reality is are we putting enough intentional time around creating boundaries? And that means blocking time in between massive calls. How many leaders are on calls back to back? Why do you do that to yourself? Right?
Right.
Put 15 minutes. It's a simple strategy. In between your calls, buffer it. Have time to decompress, capture your notes, and get ready for the next call. No one owns your time but you, but we're great at giving our time away to the world. And when we give our time away, we give our power away. So it's time to gain it back. That's boundaries. Wow.
That is a really good point. Giving time is giving power. Holly, why? So the saying no, right? The work-life boundaries is a part of courage. Why do you think it takes so long to learn to say no? Like, I can pinpoint in my life when I really learn to say no. And it goes back, I think I've shared this story. I think I even shared it on your podcast about being with my daughter when she was little and just clearly not paying attention when it should have been mommy and daughter time. And from an experience that I felt so horrible about, I learned to say no to a lot of the things that were really meaningless so I could spend quality time with her. But you know, we're talking, I was already in my 30s. Why does it take so long?
You know what? I'm getting a little emotional.
Well, if you get emotional, then I'm going to get emotional too. Because you know we feel it all with each other.
I know. But it's like, I remember you sharing that with me. And I think that, why does it take so long? And I think that for many of us, it's because it's society. It's maybe, and no, again, not pointing fingers at anyone. It's maybe the culture and the way we've been raised. And especially, this is going to go for a lot of the women. And I think this is gender specific, what I'm going to say. And that is, I feel like women, we have been raised, many of us, to put ourselves last.
It's like I say, stop shooting on yourself and others, meaning S-H-O-U-L-D, just to be specific. Yeah. So you heard me, but we're great at shooting on ourselves and others, meaning, well, I'll do that and I'll dream again and I'll pull out my hopes and dreams after, well, I should take care of my kids first. I need to raise them and I need to make sure my boss is happy or my job or my spouse. And so I think all of this plays a big role in our mind. And the reason we struggle with saying no, and the reason I was getting emotional is I had a really pivotal experience in my life around the fear of saying no means we're afraid of disappointing the world. And God forbid, if I said no, especially because I had my own business, mm-hmm. would the client never use me again? And it was about having priorities and aligning my priorities to my values. And so what you just said really brought up something in my heart, which is I was single with my two boys for quite some time. And there's lots of stories in that journey, Deidre, but part of one of the biggest was stepping out of a really miserable career that I was really good at and winning awards and winning trips. But I was so far from doing what Holly was put here to do. And when I stepped out of that and stepped out of fear into faith and made a plan, I'm not telling people you just leave your job tomorrow. You make a plan. I made a year-long plan, right? Financially and everything. But what I learned in that journey was saying no. I was gone all the time and flying out on Sundays. And, you know, Sundays are really precious to me because it was some of the only time I got quality time with my kids.
Yeah, that's a family day.
It is, but do you know how many people right now spend their Sundays traveling and right. they get resentful, mm-hmm. they get angry, and they're afraid to speak up to their boss or to anybody? And I'm going to tell everyone, I've been there, and do you know I made myself physically sick because we are great at creating a volcano out of an anthill when it comes to the things that we manifest in our brain. And I was so afraid of losing one of my biggest clients because, Deidre, I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I've got to practice what I preach. And if I'm helping others align your priorities and your business with your values, I was not on kilter. I was off kilter. So I decided I was going to stop traveling on Sundays unless it's international and by request. And I had the moment that I had made myself physically sick. I was going to have to tell a client no, that I could not go do this event on a Monday because it was going to travel on a Sunday. And I'm sharing this with you in detail because I think there's a lot of people that can relate to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I literally had made myself sick. I couldn't sleep for 2 days. I had painted out a picture that I was going to lose the biggest client. I wasn't going to have any money coming in. How was I going to support? I mean, mm-hmm. we are great at the chatter we do. I had this conversation. And do you know the response on the other end of the phone, which I can still get goosebumps as I tell you this. They were like, okay, could you fly out on Monday if we push the event back to Monday night or Tuesday?
Oh.
Yeah, seriously? I literally had, I almost dropped to the floor from sheer exhaustion. And then I was like, what? It was that easy? I had made myself crazy. And you see, when we choose to align our priorities with our values and make decisions and learn how to use no so I could say yes, I opened up. Do you know what not only happened with this client? They ended up 3 years later putting into place an entire global movement. All their leaders said, we're about well-being. We're about putting family and people first. They will not have anybody traveling on Sundays for corporate events that they're hosting. Everybody travels on Mondays, and they started an entire movement. You see, what I thought I was going to lose, I opened up to more business and opportunities than I could have ever imagined.
And you helped others.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you shared that, Holly. I mean, just it amazes me how that one word, no, and the courage, granted, it, you know, you felt sick over it, that one little word changed the whole course. And look at all the positive compound, right? That positive compound effect from that one little word. I think there's a lot of people who are going to rethink, step back, hopefully after hearing this, to say, where can I say no so that I can say yes to something that aligns with my values and what is a priority and what makes sense, right? For work, life, and boundaries. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know, there's so many questions that I could ask you, you know, just even how you've talked about your travel, being on stage. But I kind of wonder, talking about work, life, and boundaries, what does a day in your life look like? And how are you kind of finding the time to do everything? Do you think everything is just flowing because you've realized this, I can say no? And any other tips you can give in that respect?
Well, let's start by being, I'm always very transparent and very honest. So part of answering your question is I have created a life that fits me versus living a life of fitting in. And that was a really big movement for me, Deidre. And in creating the life that fits me, I am sitting here with my hair on top of my head and in my sweats. So what that means, like, and I say that with joy in my eyes and in my face, because I'm like, you know what? I'm creating my days and my life to be serving at my highest level, but it's also about not killing myself, not exhausting myself. So doing this with you, I'm sitting here in my comfy clothes and I've got my hair on top of my head. And no, I'm not going to be on stage later today. I've learned how to put boundaries and balance into my life as far as the time I spend on the road. But here's the thing that really empowered for me. Okay. So you're asking, I'm going to tell everybody. So several years ago when I was really at a rock bottom and going, I'm exhausted. I can't do this anymore. I've got to step back and pause and kind of recalibrate my life. And what is it that matters to me? I literally took a flip chart and I actually still have this. I should take a picture and send it to you.
Yes,
I will. So if everybody, and you could picture, just, I took a piece of paper and you don't even need a flip chart. Everybody grab a piece of paper and a little post-it note. And all I did was draw like an X across in the middle of it, just one line going perpendicular, one line going horizontal, vertical and horizontal. And in each square, I put down four words, the most important things to Holly Dowling. In the first square, spiritual. In the second square is emotional. In the third square is physical. And the fourth square was mental. And every day I began to look at those four squares and am I playing to each one of those squares? Am I feeling fulfilled? The most important thing for me, and I share this with everybody, is my spiritual life, because it's kept me alive. And that's the mornings. No one takes my mornings from me, no matter where I am in the world, in a hotel or at home. Emotional, am I feeding myself emotional nutrition? Am I seeking out people that bring me joy? Am I spending time alone emotionally to serve myself? And then mentally and physically taking care of myself. I exercise, get in the pool, I take a walk, and then mentally feeding myself and being with people that I can serve that are mentally stimulating. So that's my square. Oof. And I live by it. And that has been another, and I love visuals. So I had to paint the visual for you.
Yeah, I think that's a really good visual. And something tells me that a lot of professionals forget within their own visuals. It is about the emotional health. It's, you know, all these parts, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's mental, it's physical. These parts all are important. And that, I don't know, sometimes we get wrapped up so much in our work life and what is expected that we neglect some really, really important parts. So I think that visual is very helpful. I'm going to put one up, and I can actually see myself for every part of it, like kind of adding to it and putting, writing things that are inspirational around each part as a reminder. I don't know if you did that, but
I love that. No, and it's what you want it to be. Yeah. But, you know, back to the definition of success. And I love that you're kicking off 2018. I love what you said at the top of the show and living. I'm all about creating and living your extraordinary life. And no one gets to define that for you but you. But if everybody could just start with this, just take a piece of paper, right? And do that. And then to your point, just add to it. What are the things that are bringing you joy? Mm-hmm. And like, we forget about joy and how important it is to our brain and to our health and all of that. So scribble all over it, you know, but make it what it is for you. And it's interesting. You just said something that I don't want to forget, because we get going, you know, you and I get on a roll and I'll be like, oh, I forgot. I want to make sure people realize too. And Deidre, you know, I'm passionate about, I've done a lot of work and continue to work with leaders around the world. And I think that one of the greatest gifts, and probably why I love that work, is because nobody graduates or comes into this world with or without a degree or whatever you're doing with your career, your own business,
We don't aspire necessarily to say, I dream of being a leader of others. We dream of being a fireman or being, you know, a social media guru or being a sommelier or being an engineer. But what happens is through the course of life, you are given to me the privilege of leading others. And I think that is one of the greatest gifts we can be given and handed. But how do you do that? And I think it's little things like you and I are sharing. Like if we had so much time, I've collected so many stories over the years. Like we could share endless stories of leaders that have made tiny tweaks and changes and made an entire difference in the engagement of their people and seeing people as human beings. So these are just little things, but we could have a ball. We should do this again.
Yeah, you definitely have to come back. And I'm really happy that you said the privilege of leading others, because that should never be taken for granted. You cannot be a leader if you don't have others who believe in you because you're for them and you're about them and you inspire them. So that is truly, truly a privilege and something that is just, I hope, sticks on everybody's minds. I quickly want to ask you about your podcast, so that you can just talk a little bit about it. I was on your podcast. I loved it. Yeah. Why did you start it? How, you know, maybe just a few words about your podcast.
Oh, I love that. And please, everyone needs to listen to your interview because you are magnificent and extraordinary. And it's,
thank you.
It's the podcast is the celebration of you. And I literally named it that. And I felt I had a mission put on my heart about a year and a half ago. And it's because in the life of being all over and meeting really amazing people. And these are not people that you're always reading about and seeing on the cover of magazines, right? It's incredible people that to me are living extraordinary lives because you have faced adversity and overcome trials and tribulations, and you're choosing to live an extraordinary life by overcoming and bringing the best of you and doing for others. So I literally opened up to this mission on my heart. It all happened so fast by starting this podcast. And now we have listeners in 72 countries, all over the world. And the stories of people, like for people that have, I have a lady that's still living in one of the rarest forms of cancer. And there's a family in Russia that because of the podcast, Deidre, they now have the medical help that they've never had for their child, that they never knew what this cancer was.
Oh, like it's, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's about stories of hope that if you're listening, you might just have the one glimmer of hope to know you're not alone. So I don't know what tomorrow brings with this show, but I know that it's about sharing stories of magnificent people like you and everybody else out there. So please go to iTunes. We're now on iHeartRadio or on SoundCloud. It's a celebration of you and hear stories that will change your life forever.
Stories of hope. I love that, Holly. And where can people find out more? So you mentioned the podcast. Where can they just find out more about you and your work? What's your website?
Oh, look at you. Well, it's easy. HollyDowling.com is the website. And I love it when people leave messages on the website. I actually read all of them. So please let us know if you're listening to the podcast. You can put comments on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook. I'm out there on all social media. But what's important to me is that if there's something in today's, you know, please let Deidre know. But, you know, we do this because we believe in the opportunity to change people's lives. You know, we're choosing to inspire and bring stories to life. So if anybody reaches out to you, Deidre, they can. If they want to know more about what I'm doing, I deliver and speak messages of hope and inspiration all over the world. So if you'd like to know more about that, reach out on the website. Love to serve and support you.
I hope they do reach out. Holly, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, for sharing your career journey, advice, for being such an inspirational person in my life and in the life of others. I hope everybody checks out you, your work, and your podcast. So thank you.
Thank you, my new dear friend. You are stuck with me for the rest of your life, and I hope everybody knows that.
I'm so glad you're stuck with me too. So thank you. And I also want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, you know that I always say, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.